man died of a big disease with a little name. By chance his girlfriend came across a needle and soon she did the same. At home there are 17-year-old boys and their idea of fun is being in a gang called the Disciples, high on crack, toting a machine gun. Church and kill everyone inside. You turn on the telly and every other story is telling you somebody died. My sister killed a baby cause she couldn't afford to feed it, and it was sending people to the moon. In September my cousin tried reefer for the very first time. Now he's doing horse. It's June.
So is this not an amazing time when we can do both simultaneously, individually free ourselves and collectively free ourselves? We have the technology, the means for this moment. This is the time. The realization of the prophecy, and I don't mean that in a mystical sense. We're exploring this question, and it is unprecedented. From my perspective, power learns a lot from our resistance. What we learn from it is hard to hold on to, because to hold on to it, it has to be passed on across the generations and across power's global reach. We've made this point often in these shows, that nothing has changed essentially under class for millennia. But with Paul's thoughts, we have a new angle on it. Spirit continuously trying to reassert itself while power keeps trying to snuff it out in order to supplant it as our driving force. And I find that so helpful. I'm hoping that this is a conversation that a lot of young folk have. Save yourself a few decades, but that's not going to be an issue, right? We got the means, we got the message, we got all our folks in place, all the ancestors we needed, and we got Prince for that extra bit of juice to get ourselves out of the lethargy or out of the whatever we're stuck in to get us going. So it wants to supplant spirit, the infinite, God, as our driving force, which begs the question, why do we still think we need drivers instead of associates? And I should put that a little differently, because when we are, to use the word I just used, driven by spirit, it's not really being driven. It's a oneness with. We merge with, join with spirit. It moves in us. We are it. But I guess you could say that's what power wants to do, right? It wants to annihilate ourself, turn us into automatons. Why don't we want to be associates? I'm sure we do. Why do we still think we need drivers instead of associates? Is there hierarchy in the infinite? If so, there is no frozen growth. That is for sure. And association is our destiny to claim, becoming associates mutually, as Proudhon says. And power's seizure of religion has to be credited as being a big part, if not the whole, of the answer. The point of the takeover by power is to distort its core messages. In power's rewrite of it, the infinite, religion, rank and hierarchy, division and rancor, were inserted at the core of them. Gone was love is the law. Gone, we are all one. Gone, spirit is truth. As phenomenal event as was Paul, so phenomenal was the challenge it presented to power. The profundity of Paul's thought is an enormous draw to us. but it could, though not by me, also be seen as, to some degree, a liability in terms of getting it widespread, because it requires so much discussion, like Proudhon. The truth necessarily does, and with power's relentless headwinds, inserting its lies and distortions, Paul's thought, difficult to grasp for we children of class, got loaded with crap.